Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, New York. Glad to have you here. Very happy, very thrilled about today's guest. She's quite the accomplished young woman. And I mean young at heart as well, and activity and everything this woman does. She's phenomenal. We have today, Yarnez. She began her career in a recurring role on the television program, The Lucy Show. By 15, she became a series regular on Here's Lucy, and that ran for 6 seasons. She later started her own series, The Lucy Arnaz Show, and later in the critically acclaimed Sons and Daughters on CBS. The list just goes on, but what we're here to talk to her today about is her new CD and her upcoming tour. It's just going to be phenomenal. The new CD is Latin Roots, and let's have a little taste, shall we, first, before we begin the interview. So I have a good ear. Second of all, I also have a Latin parent, so I know you're Spanish.
Well,
so
good.
But that, when I heard that, I said, I got to lead with that. That is, and your range, quite impressive, young lady.
Oh, thanks,
quite
honey.
Impressive.
Thank you. Well, been working on it years after years after years. And, you know, my voice actually, I think, gotten stronger as I got older, which doesn't always happen, so I'm grateful for that.
As have you, according to, I was doing research on you and going online and looking at all your interviews over the years, and you're just a dynamo for a mom. I'm also a mom. I'm like, how does she do this? This is amazing.
Oh.
It's like you went actress, mom, third, fourth, fifth career. You just keep going. This is
I
amazing.
Don't know. Yeah, you know, been fortunate in a way to have so many various things come into my path. And I haven't looked for all these diversified events and different types of media, but I don't know. They present themselves to me, and I love challenges, and so I find myself in a lot of different pots stirring.
Oh, the more I read and the more I researched, I was just becoming, because being in the business as well, not to your extent, but the things that you go on doing, your charity work, you're running a company, now I think I'll go on tour. And I was looking at your schedule. What are you playing? Like, how many cities? I can't.
No. You're making it sound like it's a lot more than it is. These things have been over a 45-year career, first of all. And I do them in different sections. You know, right now I'm concentrating on the music and the concerts, and I wish I had a gigantic tour. I mean, I have the tour that I have, and it is what it is. And it usually gets very busy, you know, right after the holidays and into the spring and just before summer. And you go around the country and play wonderful theaters or some nightclubs. There aren't very many nightclubs left, but the ones that are, I love playing, like Feinstein's. I'll be at Feinstein's Regency early January, January 5th through the 8th, which is exciting.
That's great.
Because there are only
a
couple of great clubs like that left.
Yes,
you know?
Feinstein's is one of the premier clubs in New York City. I mean, you're in the best of company there. And that's Feinstein's. You can go to that online and get all the information. And can they start ordering tickets now, Lucy?
Absolutely. You can buy tickets now. They're selling them now. And I was the third person to actually play there. When it opened, it first opened, Alan Spiridoff was manager for Michael Feinstein and for Rosie Clooney. And Rosie wanted a great place to play in New York. She said, there are no more clubs anymore. Where are you going to play the clubs? And they created that room. Alan Spiridoff created that room by asking the Regency, would they turn that magnificent restaurant, which is like the power breakfast room of New York, could they possibly flip it and make it sort of a swank nightclub at night? And they, to this day, they create that nightclub from scratch every day.
That's
at the end of the lunch session, they put the risers in and move the piano over and put the thing up. It's amazing. It becomes a nightclub every night. So
that's what's so great about New York, our ability to adapt.
Yeah.
The chat room is a buzzing about how great you are. What a beautiful voice. Oh, you have another radio show listening to you. That's very cute. Hi, Betty Jo from Real Talk Radio. She's a big fan of yours. And you've got a couple of radio shows listening to you. Well, this is nice today. Thank you.
That's interesting. That must mean you have a lot of good fans, too. Oh, nice.
Well, yes, I do, too. But let's talk about you now. So you got into acting. Okay, you have, of course, I don't think unless you were born in a bubble, everybody knows you have a very famous family background. Pre-family background, pre your parents, were there more musicians in the family?
No, oddly enough, there weren't. I think my mother's mother did play piano, as I recall. She did say that she was she played a little bit of concert piano when she was younger, and she used to play for the shows at the kids' school, so maybe my mother thought of her as a musician, but later on in her life, I never heard my grandmother play the piano or anything, and my father's father was the mayor of the town, and he was a pharmacist before that, and his mother was just a grand dame of Cuba, and my mother's father died when she was four. He was a lineman for the telephone company, so no, there were no actors, no musicians, nothing. It was just them.
Wow. And when you were little, did you perform, I guess, the traditional things? And
you know,
you
not until I was around 11 or 12 and I got sort of interested in the fun aspect of, well, I guess when I was 7 or 8, I used to put on little, you know, things I'd make up in my backyard. And I was always sort of into theater in a way. And my mother gave me a shot on a couple of the Lucy shows. It was her and Vivian Vance. And then as it went on, she changed it to Here's Lucy. I was already in high school, and I had picked a high school that had a good drama department because I was sort of focusing on that. And then I got the opportunity to play her daughter on the Here's Lucy show, which was more education toward that. But I did that for 6 years, and I still gravitated back to the theater right after that.
And you still do.
I gravitate to live audience, let's put it that way. I like the live situation, and now live to me is concerts or it's theater. I've made a sprinkling of movies and a handful of, you know, TV movies, and I've done a few series and had a few of my own series, but my work has primarily been on the stage, which is interesting because there's tons of footage of me doing all these other things, and yet the majority of what I've done has never been photographed because it's those once in a lot, you know, only the people there that night see it.
So. Oh, your Broadway plays, too, as well.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm talking about, Broadway.
I get a sense that that is your
play,
first,
you know,
love. There.
Yeah, theater. Theater is, and live audience, whether it's live audience theater or I'm on stage singing and I'm telling stories in that way, because it's all the same to me. You know, you're acting when you're singing as well. You're telling stories all night long, and you're moving people. It's an emotional experience for a live audience, and if it's a musical, you have live music, or if it's a play, it's a live audience. That's thrilling to me. I don't know why.
Well, you know what it is. Lucy,
what is it?
You
what?
Are a thrill seeker, it's in a good way, but you are a thrill seeker. Performing live is the scariest skydiving thing you can do,
yeah.
way that, and when you sing, it's the same thing. You're worried about, did I hit that note right? Oh, I can't think about that. It's like losing a line. Mm-hmm. I can't think about that. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, you have to be pretty fearless.
Yeah, and I, you know, when we grew up and we were on the Here's Lucy show and I was watching my mother's and father's show, what I liked about it the most was the rehearsal process. I thought that was a very smart way to prepare to do anything, that you get a good rehearsal, you really know what you're going to do, and then somebody says, on your mark, get set, go. It's like training for any marathon. It's like being in sports. You know, you rehearse, you practice, and then comes the game. Okay, you go out onto the field. Good luck, kids, you know. And that's really what the theater is to me. Movies are different. You don't get the same kind of rehearsal. You have to have training, and you have to kind of know where you're going with the script and your character, but it's mostly done in your head, and you show up on the set, and you hope for the best. You can't. As a matter of fact, you're in trouble if you prepare too much, because people are going to come in with other ideas, and you have to be available to change with whatever is given to you. So
and
it's
all
a
the
whole
outside
other way.
Also, when you're on stage, I think you have a little more control. When you're on a film set, something could fall, something could break, somebody's chewing gum, something you're trying to focus.
Oh, it's worse than that. If you're on a film set, you've done what you've done, and then it goes off into someone else's hands to be edited, to be cut completely, you know, to be sweetened with this, to have music put under it that didn't match what you were doing. The one thing you saved up, the one reaction that was going to tell everybody what your part is about, they don't catch because they're on the other guy when you did that. You know, it's like, oh, you're not in control at all, you know, and that's true. I am a bit of a control freak, so that might be the main difference.
I get the thrill seeker in you. Do you do sports by any chance?
No, not really. No? I used to play tennis, but I
would not play against you. I would just tell you that.
No, I'm not very competitive. Like, I could never be on Dancing with the Stars, never, ever, ever, ever.
Never, huh?
I would love the dancing part. Just don't give me, you know, scores afterwards. I would
die. You move very well. And
yeah, I love doing the – I'd love to learn it, and I'd love to perform it. I just don't want to hear the scores.
And
I have to leave after that.
Oh, I have to tell you hello from – it turns out you have many friends at the Friars Club. I'm a friar as well.
Yes, I do. God bless
Friars. And Barry Doherty.
I'm an honorary friar.
Yes, you are. And Barry Doherty said to say hello to you.
Thank you.
And
happy holidays, friars, all of you. We'll be there soon.
Oh, definitely. Deb, I wish you would sing there. This is fantastic. Let's talk more about Feinstein's,
yeah.
Yes, I was tripping over my coffee. Feinstein's, in that it's going to be, so they can come, it's at night, and there are two shows a night, or one?
There are, it's Thursday night, one show at 8:30, and, no, it's 8 o'clock, 8:30 are the shows, and Thursday, Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday, and five shows in 4 days.
And they could go to the website,
www.feinstein's.com, or they can go to... They can go to my website, lucyarnez.com, under section, and see all the things coming up. And there are links to each one of them to tell you how to buy tickets and things.
Oh, yes. I want to play another song because some of the titles, and I love the Spanish, which is growing up with my mom. Did your dad speak Spanglish to you?
Yeah, kind of. Not Spanglish, but see, you know, kids so fortunate when they're home with two Spanish parents because they get it by osmosis. The parents are speaking to one another. That's how any kid learns a language. They hear it in the house. My father spoke Spanish, but nobody else did. So he wasn't speaking to my mother. He wasn't speaking to anybody who worked at our house in Spanish. So I didn't learn much. And he was very, very, very busy trying to run a studio, a show, be an actor in English, a foreign language to him, really, at the time.
Yes. What was the title of his book? It was a very good book. I read
it. It was an extremely complicated title. It was called A Book.
A Book. No wonder I can't remember. But it was your background was fascinating in that when they had to leave in a hurry, Cuba in a hurry,
yeah.
And but the government was falling, and
yeah.
The thing that stuck out is that he made bricks. I remember that. They made bricks for the tops of the buildings in Florida.
I don't remember that. Where'd you read that?
In his book.
Tiles. They had a broken tile. Actually, I swear to God, I think that my father and my grandfather created that whole thing that is now huge down there, the broken tile thing where you do mosaics out of just broken
yes.
bits of tile. If not, I want to know who did, because the first story I've ever heard of that was when my grandfather was in the tile business, but the stuff that he bought kept coming in busted. And so my father tells a story in the book about how he went to the one guy who wanted him to tile the fireplace, and he said, well, I don't know what we're going to do about this, because it's supposed to be done by tomorrow. And so my father and my grandfather tiled it with the broken bits like a mosaic. And the guy came in and absolutely loved it. And they were like, thank God we got away with that. And he said, this is fantastic. Could you do this on all the other houses that I'm building? Because I think this broken tile thing is great. And my grandfather was savvy enough, because my father was about to say, oh, yeah, we got trucks and trucks full of broken tiles. And he, like, put his hand over his mouth, like, shut up. And my grandfather said, well, yes, but it'll be a little bit more. And my father looked at him like, what are you saying? And the guy said, oh, really? And he says, why is that? My father said, well, you know, it's the labor in breaking all of the tiles.
That's a great story. That's fantastic. I'm glad
father gets his sense of humor to this day is listening to stuff like that in his family. You know?
Well, and you have to, I mean, both your parents were very talented,
yeah,
but your father was a very good businessman. He was way ahead on
yes,
so
he
many.
Was.
He filmed the show. That's why we still
yes,
have them.
Was.
He
yep.
was, the way he produced everything, the business acumen was just phenomenal.
I think a lot of what I do in business today, a lot of the decision-making process that I have to do with my life, with my career, with the Desilu 2 business, with any of it, is a lot of the stuff that I learned by osmosis as a kid about not being afraid to ask what you think is a stupid question. There are no stupid questions. And inevitably, somebody else in the meeting is thinking the same thing, they're just too embarrassed to ask. And to hire really great people, like do your research ahead of time and figure out who you're going to hire. Hire the people and then let them do their job. And don't micromanage everybody. And, I mean, that's half a business right there, you know.
Wow, there's a book in there somewhere, Lucy.
I swear. that's a really smart. I don't know where really he learned that, but I did get that from my dad. And my mother was very responsible in business, and she took it seriously, but she really didn't like it. She only liked being the Lucy character on the show. And I think I got a little bit of that too, because the business stuff that I do is stuff I have to do, but I don't treasure it. I like to be an editor, a director, a creative person. I'd rather be that person.
And
so.
You can see that in your choices with the music. And yeah. I'm going to play one that I'm going to try to pronounce right now, and I believe it's El Cumbanchero.
That's it, Cumbanchero. That was one of my father's songs. He used to do on the show a lot, and he did it on tour a lot. It's one of my favorite songs ever.
Well, here we go. Let's
Cumbanchero.
Bongo, goes to the casino. Ah! Hey!
She says, "Oh my God, I can't believe this is Lucy Arnaz."
Well, that's my dad's original arrangement.
I love the book your mom wrote. Love Lucy. You have a beautiful voice. And you're getting an invite for another radio show right now that wants to have you on.
All right.
That's
check
Betty
the
Joe
website.
At Real
There's
Talk Radio.
A contact on the website. She can find me there.
Yes, I'll get her that info. Hi, Betty Joe. Betty Joe's giving you a double wow wow.
Wow,
oh
wow.
Gosh.
Thanks, Betty Joe.
You're getting what a great guest. And you've got people all over the country. Texas. Hello, Texas.
Nice.
Texas.
Well, you know, I put it up on my Facebook site. I think you did, too.
I did several times. You have so many fans. But this is great. And now we can't let the, you know, we have time. But where can they get the CD? Is that also on your website or Amazon?
It is available. Yeah, it tells you how. I mean, it's on the website. It'll certainly show you how to get it. But it's Amazon.com. It's iTunes. It's through LML Music is the main distributor. But we produced it. We distribute it through LML. But it's available pretty much everywhere. CD
so
Baby,
www.lucyarnaz.com?
Yep. Mm-hmm. LucyArnaz.com. New website. We just put some new stuff up on the website. I'm kind of proud of it.
That's terrific. Now, let me say, your range is quite incredible. When
Thank you
got to that crescendo at the end,
I
that
love
was...
that. I mean, that's and it's just, you know how effortless it is for me to actually sing that song because I've heard it. It's been in my bones for so long. And it's just when I sing it, and I always sing it toward the end of my shows, and I never feel like, oh God, I'm exhausted or I can't hit these notes. It's just like it lives in me in such a great place. Just love singing it. And that's Dad's original arrangement. That's the original Desi Arnaz arrangement. All we did was
now that I hear it, now I know. It, of course, it's played again and again. Your parents, and you also among your talents, you put together a film on your parents.
Yeah, I did a few years ago after they both died. I wanted to interview some people and find out the stories about who they really were because I wasn't happy with some of the things that people were ending up saying about them that was just so tabloid-esque and just cut and dried and not very deep, you know. None of the whys were answered, and I had lots of questions as a daughter, as a 40-year-old mother of three, and I wanted to know more about where I came from and why I was the kind of person I was, and it wasn't a biography on them so much. Lots of good ones have been done like that. It wasn't meant to be that. It was just meant to be a daughter's search for who her parents were and what that means to us, you know, to me and my family. And I was extremely proud of it. It's the hardest, most cathartic work I've ever done, and I'm very proud of the Emmy we won for it. So
that and it's great. I saw some clips of it, and what I was most impressed, Lucy, was your very grown-up attitude towards your parents and seeing them as people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I think, though, if I did it now, it's called Lucy and Desi, a home movie. It's out in
DVD. Can you order it?
Yeah, it's in DVD now. It's put out by MPI, and if you go online, I'm just, again, available everywhere, Amazon.com, and it's the DVD's nice. It has a lot of extras and stuff on it. It has all the extra footage that we shot originally. And
when I heard you talk about your parents, and like I said, you have such presence. You have terrific presence on camera, on stage, when you sing. But when I heard you talk about your parents in such a way as when the early footage, the marriage footage of Lucy and Desi.
Yeah.
That you, the way you spoke with such love in your heart about
it's amazing.
Seeing them as people.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I was born, and you know, all of us, I think, would be a great benefit to all of us if we could step inside the lives of our mothers and fathers before they were our mothers and fathers, when they were just the people falling in love and having a family. Whoever those people were and the roads that they walked before they met each other and before they had children, who were they? What were the choices they made? Why did they make those choices? We would be much more forgiving as sons and daughters if we knew really what made our parents tick. And I had an opportunity to go and find out some of that. My kids don't even know much more about my husband's family than where he was born.
Let's mention your husband. Yes.
Larry, another actor,
and this marriage is how long now? This is terrific.
Only 31 years, but...
Oh, my gosh. What are you trying to do, break every tradition in Hollywood?
I think we probably have now. I think that's about the longest marriage there is of anybody who's still living. But we have a lot of kids. We had to be married that long, so, yeah.
Five kids. Oh, my gosh.
He has these two wonderful boys from his previous marriage to Robin Strasser, and we have our own three, Simon
the
Jones.
The actress? Oh, Robin Strasser.
Yeah, Larry's first wife is Robin Strasser, and they had two great kids, Nick and Ben Luckinbill.
Oh, okay.
And we have Simon Joan, Kate Luckinbill, and it's a big family. And everybody except Nick is home with us this Christmas here in Connecticut, and we're really excited about that.
I love that as your mom, a mom inspiration, and that you're traveling, you're on the stage, you're living your dream, so to speak. And I've got to tell you, the chat room is just they're calling this the best show. And somebody had a story here. My daughter traveled all the way from Texas to see Lucy last New Year's Eve. She got to meet her and hasn't washed her hands since. Tell her to wash her hands. And do you have a favorite, they want to know, do you have a favorite songwriter? Who does the music in that CD, Latin Rhythm?
Those are songs from all different composers, obviously, old and new. And, you know, if you look on the CD, there's some contemporary stuff. I don't know. I have so many. There's just so many.
You couldn't pick a favorite if you...
Absolutely not. I mean, my kind of music is very eclectic. It's primarily standards, but not always. The guy who has been doing the arrangements and orchestrations for me for a very, very long time, been my musical director, Ron Abel, produced the CD, and one of his songs is on there as well, Just to Be Near You, which we put a Latin bent to it in the second half with Spanish lyrics, which Oscar Huelos wrote the Spanish lyrics. Actually, if you don't download the CD and you actually buy the physical CD, I'm very proud of the booklet that actually comes with it. The booklet is like a little biography in itself.
It's very nice. Well, it's a very well-designed CD.
There's a lot of good
information
in there about these songs and who wrote them and how we picked them and all that stuff. But, Cy Coleman's one of my favorite songwriters, but I like contemporary songwriters like Craig Carnelia, Ron Abel, and Chuck Stephan, two of my favorite songwriters ever. Jerry Herman, the Gershwins, Sammy Fain, Sammy Kahn, Cole Porter, Johnny Mercer. There is no such thing as my favorite songwriter.
See there? There you go. You love everybody. And I love your use of, in the backing of instrumentation.
Yeah. Well, Ron's arrangements, his choices of how to do a particular song, even if it's a song you've heard a million times, and then how he orchestrates it. Steve Orich did some of our orchestrations across. Billy Stritch did one of our orchestrations on that CD.
Billy Stritch.
It's All Right With Me, Something's Gotta Give is a Billy Stritch arrangement. And that, to me, is the whole deal. Arrangements are the whole deal. That's one of the reasons I fell in love with the kind of music that my father was doing when I heard these tapes that he left behind after he died.
Tell us about the tapes.
Well, there were just, after he passed away, I found an old cassette box with three cassettes in it that some fan had sent him of his original performances and 78s, recordings of his original recordings back in the 30s and the 40s, the Decca and RCA stuff. Well, none of that was out for the general public in 1986. Now there are, CDs of my father's music, which is a compilation of all those things. But in those days, there wasn't. So I had only heard his band with whatever they sang on I Love Lucy. And here I found all these incredible live performances like the Rose Room of the Palace Hotel in San Francisco or Ciro's in Hollywood. And I'm listening to these charts, these arrangements, and thinking, oh, my God, this is great stuff. And I had already been on Broadway, and I'd been doing TV movies and television shows and movies with Neil Diamond and all this. And all of a sudden it was like, no, this is what I want to do. I just want to be him. I want to be that guy in front of a band like that with charts that good. And
you are a dynamo. I mean, wherever I go online, I go to read. I was doing some research and just finding out about you, and you still work with your brother as well.
Only because of this, because I had this nightclub act, and because I was performing some a tribute to Ira Gershwin. I was talking to the lady who runs the 92nd Street Y Lyric and Lyricist series, and she was talking about great arrangements, just like you and I were. And she said, by the way, whatever happened to your father's arrangements after he passed away? And I told him that Michael Feinstein, oddly enough, Feinstein, had told me to donate them, if I didn't want to hold on to them any longer, to the Library of Congress, which I eventually did. And I had used some of them in my shows, but most of them, over 300 arrangements, I gave to the Library of Congress. So she said, well, wouldn't it be great if we could do a whole evening of the Latin music craze in this country, but just seen through the music of the Desi Arnaz Orchestra? I went, oh, my God, thrilling. Are you kidding me? So then all of a sudden I started thinking about those tapes that I had been listening to, those cassettes, and now I was going to actually get to bring those arrangements, those original arrangements, to life. It was unbelievable. So we did. We had a 16-piece band, just like he used to have. My brother agreed to come in and be one of the percussionists, because he usually had like two or three. And we had Papo Pepin, very well-known New York percussionist.
Yes.
And Ron Abel conducted the orchestra. I got Raul Esparza, hello, from Broadway to sing a lot of the Desi stuff. I sang. Valerie Pettiford sang. We had two fabulous dancers. It was one of the most magnificent shows. We called it Duh, Babaloo, what else? And then we did it again in Miami, and we just came back in October on the 60th anniversary of the I Love Lucy show. We did it for one night only at the Library of Congress for this very elite crowd, and they taped it for all posterity.
Oh, wow. That is an amazing story.
Well, it's pretty fabulous, and we would keep doing it around the country because everybody asks us to, but it's a very difficult show to book in advance because Raul has Broadway, you know, commitment.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe it'll come to Broadway and that'll solve everything.
Well, no, because that doesn't solve everything. It's a very expensive show to do on Broadway.
Oh.
Anyway, it's complicated, but
let's not give up on it.
Yeah, we love doing it. But that's why I took that idea, the Babaloo show idea, and then I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go out and do a show called Latin Roots because my CD is called Latin Roots, and I will use lots of the arrangements from the Babaloo show, plus the ones I have on my CD, and I'll do sort of a hybrid version that just depends on me being available. And that's what I go and do. And I either do
what you've done with Latin Roots, which you can get www.lucyarnaz.com or on amazon.com.
LNL Music.
Or LNN Music. Lucy, you have somebody here, Sandra Forletta. She said, Sandra from Toronto just wanted to tell...
Sandra, Sandy from Toronto. Yes, hi.
Yes, she says she wants to tell everyone listening that this is a wonderful CD. You will not be disappointed. If you get a chance to see Lucy perform live, run to the theater. Go to Feinstein's right now. Put in your order for those tickets.
That's very cute.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Sandy. That's very kind. She's been seeing a lot of my shows through the years, and she's a big fan, but she's also pretty objective, I think, and was always there to tell me if she liked it.
It looks, I mean, from the clips, and I'm looking forward, I'm going to definitely try to make your show, definitely try to be there. From the clips that I've seen, you move well as well. You're fantastic. You're one of those performers who performs with every fiber.
Well, yeah, I love what I do. I do. And, you know, when we do the show, if we do the Latin Roots show in a smaller venue, like a, I don't say cabaret, because to me, that's an overused word, cabaret. I mean, cabaret usually means a person and a piano talking about the history of the song they're going to sing, and then they sing an obscure song.
Yes.
That's what cabaret generally is. I'm
no,
not from...
yours is, and it's, you know what I like, Lucy, from just now having you, getting the backstory on these songs, is it's kind of like your dad is there.
Well, yeah, I mean, the background is, this is the history of me and where my, the you know, where the blood bubbles in the Latin, the history of my roots. And it isn't just my father, but I think it really is a heritage thing that I love, and it's in me somewhere. But as I was going to say, if I do this show, you know, in a large venue and there's space to put the bigger band, I have a 12-piece band or whatever we can do. Feinstein's, of course, is a smaller room, so a lot of the stuff that you hear on the CD has to be transferred to, you know, we have to do it in a smaller way.
It's a smaller room, but it's also more contact for the audience.
Right, but I mean, it's just, you have to make a choice when you have a band in a small room. Like, you're going to have a piano? Yes. You're going to have drums? Yes. You have Latin roots? You better have percussion? Yes.
Yeah.
What else? How many other musicians can you fit on that stage? You go, okay, a bass player, we're done. You know, we can't. And you
where's
can't
Lucy?
Afford
She's outside. We had no room for her.
Yeah, so it'll be the smaller version of the Latin thing. It'll be a more tight kind of fun. We'll do the Blame It on the Bossa Nova stuff. And,
oh, well, you know, speaking of the talent in your family, I think I have to play this next song, The Music in Your Heart.
Oh, please do. I'm so proud of that song.
Here it comes.
So proud of that song.
Vengo aquí.
Where are you?
Siéntete. Calme su mente. And don't be afraid.
Escúchame.
Estoy siempre aquí. La voz dentro de tu corazón. I'm the air you breathe in. The sound of the wind and the leaf that flutters by. Catch a wave in the sea, you'll be riding on me. Here, I am the sky. When you walk in the sand, I'll be holding your hand. I am the strings of your guitar. Listen, I am the music in your heart. Hijo. The way is clear, though the path you're on might have some sticks and stones. Just love and let go, and you'll learn what you already know, that you're never, ever on that road alone. I'm the air you breathe in, the sound of the wind and the leaf that flutters by. Catch a wave in the sea, you'll be riding on me. Look up, I am the sky. I'm the tune in your head when you're lying in bed. I am the strings of your guitar. Don't forget, I am the music in your heart.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That is, you know, the whole time I was listening at what I was thinking the first time I heard it, I said, get me Disney on the line. this is a movie here.
Oh, really?
This
interesting.
I said that you know their movies, how they'll have that one song that stays with you? That's that song.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Well, it's my son Joe Luckinbill's tune, and he's a wonderful songwriter. And
was he playing on that?
He's playing guitar, and he's playing the overdub of the ukulele on it as well.
That's
but
what the other instrument was, yes.
Yeah, he wrote the tune, and he's got two CDs out now himself, and the second one that just came out is called Luckinbill, which he found out is his actual real name. My husband's real Swiss name, if it isn't Luckinbill, would be pronounced Luckinbill, like L-U-G-E-N-B-U-H-L.
That's
and it's a wonderful CD, and it's out there, too. But
well,
I said, Joe,
him.
Yeah, Joe Luckinbill, just go online. He makes great videos too. But I said, I want something of yours on this CD because I really like your stuff. And he sent me that tune, but it didn't have a lyric. And Joe writes really good lyrics. So
yes, he does. And the guitar. Was that 12-string or
regular? I asked him why he didn't put a lyric to it. And he said, I just don't know. I'm not sure what I wanted to say. I said, well, what were you thinking about? And he told me that he was wishing that Grandpa Desi was here to know that he's a guitar player now, too, and that he's a musician. And he wishes that he could ask him about the business end of being a musician and the business end. And, you know, what happens to people when they're dead? And do they still watch over us? And, you know, I mean, he's 29 years old, and he's just coming to terms with some of this stuff. And I said, those are really good questions. And so I said, well, let me take a shot at it and see if I can write something. And so I just put
those thoughts. You wrote the lyrics?
Yeah, and I wrote those lyrics. So
they're beautiful.
It's really a nice, it's a good way to think about stuff because that's what I think. I think I'm always going to be here. Grandpa's always going to be here. And we just move into a little bit different dimension. But I'm always right there. I'm the air you breathe in, the wind.
Those are terrific lyrics. I did not put that together, that was you that wrote them. That's why I do see, like, the Disney. I just saw a film going with it. There's a film going with it under my heart.
Well, we have a video. I'm just about to actually put it up on my Facebook site pretty soon. Joe and I made a video for my Latin Roots, the big Latin Roots show, about this. And it's really great. And it's exactly
Is it a musical
that.
Video?
Yeah. Yeah, we made a music video of it. And I use it when I do it in my show. I leave out the vocal and I sing it live, but put the video behind me. But I will put it on the website with the vocal, and it's
great. Will you have it on the the website? Will it be on YouTube? Will it be
I'm going to put it up on my YouTube channel, Hula Lulu. And I'll put it up on my website. We just finished making it for the Latin Roots show, and I just haven't gotten around to putting
it. I just want to mention this now. I also have a cable show in New York City, and I'd be glad to play it.
Nice. Okay.
So it's worldwide on the internet, and it's on 3 channels in New York City. So when you
Excellent.
Get ready, I'll put
love
it up
that.
There.
I'd love
and
that.
Believe it or not, we're down to our last 3 minutes. That's how I should have booked an hour for you. You're so wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
I have to tell you, the beautiful song, wow. Stephen Wishkoff said he had the pleasure of interviewing you for Nick at Night in Jamestown and playing. And he saw you playing our song at the Cast Party Berlin. Great guest. Everybody says, I wish I could have seen you in Miami. And they want to see you. And they want to use your music now. This is great.
Yay.
This has been a fantastic. You know what, Lucy? I'm going to play it on my other episodes. I'll incorporate your song some more because this has been wonderful, and you're just such a great guest and so informative.
My pleasure, Nancy. I appreciate you asking, and thanks for the promos for Feinstein's. And I know
Feinstein,
that while you,
January
while you
5th.
Were, while you were playing the last song, the song that I wrote with Joe, my son Joe is actually here now because it's Christmas, right? So we're getting ready for it. And you know, I'm listening, and I opened the door, and Joe was standing on the other side of the door. So I said, Joe, listen. And I said, this is a radio show. They're playing our song. And then we both started to laugh because I said, they're playing our song.
Which
and then we started dancing around to the music going, oh, they're playing our song. Oh, they're playing.
And that's, for some reason, that must have been, what year did you do that?
1979. I hadn't even, you know, met Larry yet.
That's why. It's in my head. I think they advertised it. That's when I got to New York, and I think that's when they were playing it all the time. And I remember your voice. It just doesn't stop in my head again and again. And it's just so, listen, we got down last minute. www.lucyarnaz.com. Lucyarnaz.com. And that's ARNAZ.
Correct.
.com. And then also on Amazon. And what was the L? Where you can buy
LML Music or the distributor.
LML Music, you can go there. You can also look for the movie, which is on DVD.
Lucy and Desi, a home movie on DVD.
On DVD, which is great.
Also, the Here's Lucy shows are now all six seasons are out on DVD. The Here's
and
Lucy
I must
shows.
Tell you, you had a English lady. You had a plug on the Today Show for that.
I did.
There was it was a choice of 3 great gifts to give this year.
Oh, my God. How fabulous. That's
well,
great.
Well, check on it. I want to see. I saw I Love Lucy there, and it was a DVD collection.
The I Love Lucy show, not the Here's Lucy show.
Well, check on it. I've got
okay,
to
that's
go
great.
Back. but that was on there, and you've been a great guest. Feinstein's, a must-see show this year. The CD would make a great, terrific holiday gift, whatever your holiday.
Indeed.
And thank you, Lucy, for being on the show.
My pleasure. Have a blessed holiday, everybody listening.
And I'm going to play you out anyway on some music. The show will end,
okay,
but the music will stay on a little bit.
Fabulous.
On
thank
a Rumba Matumba. Lucy
Rumba
Arnett.
Matumba.
Rumba Matumba. Let's go. All righty. Thank you. You're a terrific
Bye.
Guest. Bye. I want to play. I have to get another one.
I didn't play.
Here we go. Promises. Oh, yeah, this is up.
Promises. We forget all of our promises and only keep some of the easier. I confess I do. Make believe, however small the possibility, yet somehow tripped up by reality. Formality, it seems. Oh, oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. Here and now is all it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and ask anybody, they will all say the same. Everyone, love is contagious. We are part of the chain. Memory, and you will see my love. Oh no, there's no future in a memory, as you will see my love.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But somehow tripped up by reality. Ha! A malady, it seems. Oh, oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. It's here, and it's now, and that's all that it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and ask anybody, and they will all
thank you for listening today. Fantastic show, fantastic guests here at Feinstein's in New York starting January 5th. And get that CD, Latin Roots. Also the movies. Just go to our website, www.lucyarnez.com. Thank you all for listening, and goodbye.